Can you start by giving a brief rundown of what happened in Puget Sound this morning?
This morning, we had an action out on the water. This action has basically been coming for a long time, ever since the Port of Seattle announced that it had secretly signed a lease to host Shell Oil's Arctic drilling fleet here, to sort of use Seattle as a pit stop, you could say, for destroying the planet. And ever since then, a movement has been building on the ground, and people have been saying since day one that they'll do everything in their power to stop Shell from drilling in the Arctic. And today, all these actions have culminated, and what we saw was everybody out on the water putting themselves between Shell and the Arctic. And that was a beautiful sight. A lot of people were up at the crack of dawn, paddled out there in the dark, I have to say. People had lanterns, LED lights, and nobody knew exactly how things would go, but this is sort of the climax, you could say, of the local battle. But I could say we have a lot of mixed emotions here. In some ways, it's really chilling to see that rig leave and know what that represents. But at the same time, it's a really inspiring moment to see everybody willing to put themselves on the line and stand, like I said, between Shell and the Arctic.
About how many people were out on the water today?
You know, that is a great question. When you're out in the thick of it, sometimes that's the last thing you're thinking about. I would estimate about 100 boats. Something like that. Around 100 boats. There were a lot of kayaks in the water. There was at least one canoe family, a Native American canoe family from the Lummi tribe here in Washington State. And as I heard, there was a sailboat with a Shell No flag. Pretty diverse picture out there.
What was the reaction from the authorities?
The reaction from the authorities from the get-go was pretty intense, to say the least. It was pretty obvious from the moment that the action started that they were going to do everything in their power to get us out of the way as soon as possible. And that began with warnings. The Coast Guard came up to a lot of kayakers who were deploying a banner, telling them that there's a safety zone that's being violated. But people's reaction was to remain peaceful and calm and to say we're exercising our free speech, we're aware of the safety zone, we're protesting Shell drilling in the Arctic, and really basically went about our way. But eventually, the Coast Guard, after giving enough warnings, started one by one coming up to the kayaks and pulling people out of the water, placing people under arrest. And a lot of us were taken to the Coast Guard station after that. It took a long time for them to get everybody out of the water and out of the way. And I could say with confidence that Shell's warning was significantly delayed, but everybody made it to the Coast Guard station in one piece and was released after being processed basically with the equivalent of a traffic violation. We were all issued $250 citations for violating a safety zone.
Are there any groups in communities along the way to the Chukchi Sea planning actions like what happened in Seattle?
I know that communities in British Columbia, for example, have already demonstrated against Shell in kayaks and on the shore, because some of Shell's support vessels for their Arctic fleet have already headed north through British Columbia. It's my understanding that folks are going to take action as well. I don't know exactly what the plans are, but Arctic drilling is not a popular project. We all have a stake in it. What happens in the Arctic affects us all, and we're going to see continued protests until Obama denies Shell the permits and stops Arctic drilling. Shell's not going to stop themselves, and communities are starting to really take matters into their own hands. So whether it's in British Columbia or in Alaska, you can expect to see resistance everywhere.
Curtis Dengler, anything else you'd like to add?
One thing I'd like to say is that on a personal level, I have family in Alaska, and I was actually in Dutch Harbor on Alaska when the Noble Discoverer ran aground in 2012 during Shell's last attempt to drill oil in the Arctic. And so I know firsthand how reckless Shell could be. They drug anchor to shore, basically, in a protected bay, and they expect to drill for oil in the Arctic Ocean with some of the most dangerous and unpredictable weather. It's a reckless project from a conservation perspective. We have an endangered species there. The risk of a spill is basically inevitable. The federal government says there's a 75% chance of a major oil spill. We know for a fact that it's possible to clean up such a spill. For example, if there's a blowout, say in September or October, it could gush, oil could gush uncontrollably for 7-8 months because it's going to ice over all winter and you can't clean it up under the ice. I mean, that would devastate all kinds of not only animal communities, but human communities. But the biggest issue, I think, that's uniting people against shell and against Arctic drilling is the climate issue. We simply cannot afford, as a planet, to burn Arctic oil if we expect to avoid catastrophic climate change. We literally have to choose between Arctic drilling and a livable planet. We can't have both. So the actions that are being taken everywhere signify that people are choosing a living planet, and they know that we can't just expect shell to stop themselves. And so far, elected officials from the Port of Seattle to the Obama administration have failed us. And so we need to make a stink. We need to put ourselves between shell and the Arctic. We need to do everything we can where we are to stop them, because we're literally fighting for our futures out here. We're fighting for our lives.
Curtis Dengler is an Arctic campaign organizer with Greenpeace USA and a kayaktivist. He joined us by phone from Seattle, Washington. For FSRN, I'm Shannon Young.